Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Seth Grove of the 196th Legislative District in your county. Representative Grove, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House is up and running, a lot of committee activity going on. You have some very interesting committees on your plate this year, including the Finance Committee, and there are some really great legislation going through there that will help small business people in Pennsylvania. What's this about?
This week in the Finance Committee, we had the great pleasure of moving two critical tax reform pieces of legislation out of committee. One exempts the mom and pop businesses from the death tax. Remember last session, we eliminated the death tax on transfers for farmers to help, obviously, continue family businesses. This extends that into just regular mom and pop family business in Pennsylvania to help them continue their legacy of promoting good government, good growth, and helping great family-owned businesses prosper. We're also going to be repealing the corporate loan tax. Not too many people know this, but when corporations take out loans, we actually tax it. It's a huge inhibitor of business, and obviously we want to move Pennsylvania into a business-friendly state and get everybody back to work and create a booming economy here in Pennsylvania. So we're going to be repealed the corporate loan tax in committee. Obviously, both bills head the full House for a vote coming up.
And what most people don't realize about the inheritance tax is small businesses can be really damaged because to pay the inheritance tax, sometimes you have to break up the business.
Yeah, to have to say that, you know, your family's owned and operated this farm or this business for generations, and now in order to pay the death tax on it, you're going to have to close it down, sell it, sell off assets is completely un-American. I mean, that's not the American dream to me. So anything we can do to help alleviate these concerns for business owners to obviously strengthen and build our economy back up is positive for Pennsylvania's.
Another committee that you sit on, a very active committee, and that's the Education Committee. Of course, a lot of change going on inside education right now, and some of that has to do with making children aware of possible exploitative situations. What's going on with legislation here?
Yeah, obviously everybody is aware of Penn State and Jerry Sandusky. It's an unfortunate thing, but it has brought child abuse to the forefront. Maury Gingrich, one of my colleagues, one of the hardest working members I know, we got to move one of her pieces of legislation that would require school districts to incorporate age-appropriate child abuse awareness into their health class curriculum. Won't cost any extra cost for school districts. They just need to pull stuff from the internet and just go over what is child abuse, what is exploitation, to make sure everybody's aware of it, bring it to the forefront, and hopefully in cases where it is happening, give strength to kids who are unfortunately being abused to come to the forefront, and we can lock up these perpetrators for a very, very long time.
There's another important program that there's some legislation that could affect, and that's the Educational Income Tax Credit Program. I understand that there are some expansions in the works here. What's this program do, and how are we planning to expand it, hopefully?
Yeah, it's a great program. What it does is flexes business tax credits in order to send kids, younger students, into early education, basically a school choice area of education. Unfortunately, it does not allow career and technical schools like York County VOTEC to be included in this. This law, authored by Eli Ivankovich, one of my colleagues, to permit career and technical schools to be included in the EITC program to allow students to make that choice that I want a career-oriented job coming out of high school, better educate them, and provide more opportunities for their growth and for their future success.
And as much lip service as people like to pay to higher education, actually a vocational education could be more important to our economy.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about plumbers, individuals building houses, mechanics, you can't outsource that. You're always going to have jobs here. It's the job of the future. I know a lot of business individuals who started out as a plumber, built their business up, started in the technical career, went back, got some business classes at a local college, and, you know, retired millionaires because of their hard work and because it's always a demand job. At some point, pipes are going to break. At some point, you're going to need individuals to do welding and so forth. So it's a great opportunity for individuals to enter the workplace in high-demand jobs.
Representative Grove, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Seth Grove.